This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has also approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give a boost to the country's science and technology sector. The Cabinet has approved a mission to Venus, named Venus Orbiter Mission, for scientific exploration and for better understanding of Venus' atmosphere. The government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. The government has also approved the continuation of schemes of Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan to provide remunerative prices to farmers and to control price volatility of essential commodities for consumers. The Union Minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. The Cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Centre of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality. The government has also approved a biotechnology research, innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections at 24 constituencies in 7 districts ended peacefully this evening. 58.19% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. The voting began at 7 a.m. amid tight security arrangements. Maximum voting percentage among the 16 assembly segments in Kashmir Valley was recorded in Pahalgam Assembly constituency at 67.86%, followed by DHpura Assembly constituency at 65.21% and Kulgam Assembly seat at 59.58% till 5 p.m. In Jammu Division, the maximum voter turnout was recorded in Inderwal Assembly constituency of Kishtwar District with 80.06%. Kishtwar Assembly constituency recorded 75.04% till 5 p.m. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today said India could easily double the size of its economy by 2030. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Mr. Subramaniam pointed towards India being the fifth largest economy with a size of about $3.7 trillion in nominal terms. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from tomorrow in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. At least 30 civilians have been killed since a wave of violence hit northwest Mexico's Sinaloa state. Defense Minister Luis Crescencio Sandoval said the government was reinforcing security in the area to clamp down on the violence, which has also claimed the lives of 2 soldiers. Authorities have arrested at least 30 suspects belonging to criminal organizations and seized 115 firearms since the violence started in the state on the 9th of this month. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gregoria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou today. Bansod, the underdog going into the match, shocked the fifth-seeded Indonesian, winning in straight sets with a scoreline of 26-24-21-19. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated parts of Haryana, Chandigarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And with that, we end this news bulletin.